Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our 40 Days of Hope. We are at day 37, just 3 days remaining in our 40 Days of Hope. So we're nearing the end, and we're being reminded of how God continues to sustain us and be with us through the difficulties of this life. Today we are going to be taking a look at a verse from the prophet Jeremiah. Joining me to go through this passage today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. Mark, do you want to take us into our, actually, passages for today?
Yeah, certainly, Nathaniel. We've got two passages from Jeremiah. I'm going to read out of the New King James Version today, and we're reading Jeremiah 17, and we're looking at verses 7 and 8. Those verses read, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." When I read this passage, perhaps some of our listeners are like me, I can't help but think of Psalm 1, where almost the exact same imagery is brought forth, that blessed is the one who is like the tree planted by the rivers of water. The strength that is given in that illustration, I think of myself, I think of a mighty oak tree next to the river, almost impenetrable in its power and its majesty, but without that river there, would wither up and die. And what a compelling lesson and a reminder of where our hope comes from for our lives, that just as Jesus said, "I offer you the water of life that will quench your thirst forever," like he said to the Samaritan woman at the well, the water that does not cease. And that is what we have in the gospel. That is the hope that we have, and that's what really strengthens our faith life. It's not our biblical knowledge. It's not our experience as a Christian. It's not the family or the church that we were raised in that makes us a strong Christian. Sometimes we use those things that are good. We use those things kind of to put up this outward form, making us look stronger than we really are. The true strength of the Christian, the true confidence of hope, comes from the living water of Christ, the water that gives us strength. And what you see in this passage is what also indicates that in our lives, it's trial and adversity that really shows where a person's strength comes from. Another thing I think about in this verse is that saying that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's being able to handle that fear and still move forward. And that's what you see when a Christian is up against trial and temptation. You really do get a look at where their source of life is. Is it kind of a false facade of this human strength that we've built up around ourselves, or does it come from the Lord? Trial and adversity, temptation, struggle, all of those things will bring that out. And that's what I really appreciate about this verse as well, especially in verse 8. Is you see the great contrast there between the things that we experience because of the sin in the world around us, but also what the Lord is able to do through those things. And truly, we go back to the very first word, blessed. We are blessed through that. We are blessed because of the trial. So perhaps when we think about continuing to sustain our hope, continuing to build that hope through the Word of God, as we have done in this series, let us remember that will come with its share of trials and temptations and difficulties. God is not going to just wipe those out of your life right now. There will be a day where that happens in heaven, but right now he's able to use those things to show where your strength and your confidence comes from, and that can be a very comforting and powerful thing. Tell us some of the thoughts that come out for you in these verses.
Well, you did it very nicely, Mark. I had Psalm 1 in the back of my mind, too, as I was reading through these verses. In fact, Jeremiah may very well have been referring to Psalm 1 as he wrote these verses. There's so many parallels there. It is interesting that in the context of Jeremiah chapter 17, the prophet is dealing with idolatry. In the first verses, behind the verses of our text, or right in front of the verses of our text, he describes, just like Psalm 1 does, the result of not trusting in the Lord. If you do not gather around his word, if you do not place your confidence in him, then the exact opposite is true. And as you pointed out, what a beautiful picture. You do not have fear. When those difficulties come, whether it be heat or whether it be drought, you have the assurance that the Lord is going to be there. It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul said in his missionary journeys. After he was beaten and left for dead, stoned, thrown into prison, he journeyed back through those congregations and he told them, "It is through many tribulations that we enter the kingdom of God." He doesn't say, and we hear this a lot within so-called Christianity today, if you trust in Jesus, all of your problems, they're going to disappear. And that's not what the Bible teaches. Jesus told his disciples, take up your cross and follow me. Because the Christian life is not an easy life. But as you pointed out, the Christian life, as it faces the trials, the persecutions, the difficulties of this life, because it doesn't rest in its own strength, but the strength of the Lord, says, I can endure. I can make it through because the Lord is with me. He's the one who's carrying me through. He's the one who's giving me that strength. And so as we face those things, there's always that temptation to say, I'm going to give it up. This is too hard. And the Lord says, it's not too hard for me. And with me by your side, we will get through. You want to close this with prayer, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give thanks for the waters of life that you've provided for us in the gospel. Remind us daily of the sacrifice and cost that Jesus went through to pay for our sins. Let that be the motivation to curb the lusts of our flesh, the sinful desires of our hearts, the wickedness of the world around us, and the idolatry that we so easily fall into. Help us learn from the words of Jeremiah, who went through and experienced similar problems as we do. Most of all, Lord, keep us like that tree planted by the waters of life, and help us to be strong in the day of temptation, trial, and difficulty. Lead us back to the hope that we have through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who conquered all those things for us and is able and willing to sustain us here in our lives. Let us return not to the false and vain views of humanism or of the empty philosophies of the world around us, but let us return to your word, which reminds us of the truth of what Jesus went through for us and all of the amazing things that you provide and do for us in our lives. Lead us in this path, dear Heavenly Father, until we are privileged to claim the inheritance that you won for us in heaven. Let that be to your honor and your glory. Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.